Wolves have done well there. Worked hard to win it back, and now Thomas has it in a bit of space on the halfway line. Runs with pace at the Crewe defence and slides a lovely ball for Ort here. Ort on the left side of the box, he flies it in the middle. It's a missed kick, and it might be a chance for Alessandro!
Yes!
And it's into the net! Lewis Alessandro with 30 seconds of the first half left. Maybe a deflection helped them out as well in there as it skipped over the goalkeeper. Crewe didn't defend very cleverly in front of it, but when Alessandro got the chance, clinical finishing.
Well, to be fair, Reese is like he's done ever so well, but I think it's a bit of a miss kick. I told you, Mark, the two centre halves will give you a chance. They will not try to put the boot through it and clear the lines, which is what they should have done there. They will give us chances, absolutely. They should have just cleared his lines. I think he's trying to take a touch. Poor defending, but we'll take advantage of that. Here's the run of play, if I'm honest, Mark, as I don't think I think Crewe have probably shared it, but I do honestly, I said from the off, two centre-halves will give us chances tonight. I don't want to tempt fate, but I don't really see the lead being threatened because, you know, Crewe, like I say, they're a neat and tidy team. But I cannot see them really breaking us down, you know, and I said before the game, you know, I'd settle for a real grubby 1-0 win, you know.
Oh, Amon's done really well on the resources. Flip, yes! It's going to
be 2-0!
It's 2-0! Porrick Amon with his 12th goal of the season. Reece Oates flicked it on. Porrick Amon got beyond the defender. The keeper didn't cover himself in glory. And that left an empty net. And pulls a 2-0 up here on 71 minutes.
Brilliant. Well, I was just saying a grubby 1-0 win, Mark. And grubby 2-0 win would do. But again, like I say, you've got to ask questions with the goalkeeper, the centre-half. They're a bit lightweight, Crewe, you know. But listen, we've played better in the past and got nothing, or certainly played better against Plymouth and only got a point. But we'll, like I say, it's just about winning. We're at the business end of the season now, and it's just about getting results. It's as simple as that.
Oh, Richardson's done really well against Bowery. Wins it back on the halfway line. Amon down the right-hand side. Richardson's continued his run, but Amon hangs onto it. Woods is there. Richardson down the line. Richardson, cleverly away into space down the right-hand side, and he chips the ball in the middle of Alessandro almost got there. Reece Oates will drive one. Keeper saves. Thomas blocked. Alessandro.
Yes.
Give it. Well, Crewe might feel a bit unlucky. They blocked two or three shots in the build-up there, but Alessandro gets his second of the game, and Pools have wrapped up the points here with just over 5 minutes left. Brilliant, brilliant play. Kenton Richardson played a huge part. Ball in from Oates saved. Shot from Thomas saved. Alessandro bounced.
Yes, Kenton Richardson just grew into the game, Mark. He's done ever so well there. He's robbed Bowery. He's continued his run. And I tell you what, he's put a lovely cross in there. But it was the second phase after that. You know, I think the two centre-halves from Crewe can feel a little bit aggrieved because they've, you know, put last-ditch blocks in. But it was the third time lucky. And a third goal.
Here's Thomas down the right-hand side. He's got Amond in the middle. He's trying to wriggle his way through. He's kept it in, and he scores!
Oh,
what a goal! Right on 90 minutes, and an individual piece of brilliance from Nathan Thomas. Two goals in two games. He runs across to the physio, Ian Gallagher, who's worked so hard to get him back on the pitch. Stunning goal, stunning finish. It's 4-0.
Take that man of the match award back, Mark. You know, we spoke about confidence being sky high. That's absolutely fantastic, mate. That is absolutely fantastic. The goalkeeper hasn't covered himself in glory again because he shouldn't get done like that at the near post. But I think I'll still give it to Brad Walker because he hasn't put a foot wrong. But I tell you what, that was absolutely fantastic.